Well, this is my idol, everyone. Lincoln Kennedy, Jim Otto. My favorite offensive lineman to ever play the game. 00, silver and black. Pop, what a treat.
Thank you.
I'm still spellbound and stuck with all these guys I see around here in these yellow jackets, all the great football, all the great history. You were one of the pioneers that really started this thing. Tell me what it means to put on this yellow jacket and recognize and be recognized in the Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, it's something that I didn't expect. You know, it's, the selections are different today than they were back, you know, 33 years ago when I was selected to the Hall of Fame. I was working on my ranch. I had a pair of bib overalls on, and my ranch hand came out of the house. He said, "Hey, Jim, you're wanted on the phone." And yeah, you know, I said, "All right, I'll be there. Just wait a minute. I got something." I probably was overhauling a tractor or something. So finally, I go in there and I go in the house, pick up the phone, and it says, "Jim Otto, you've just been selected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we're going to have an enshrinement ceremony at such and such a date, and all this and that." And I'm going, "Whoa, you're going too fast." I said, "I don't understand this. What am I doing now?" And it was a thrill. It was just a pure thrill. And the other part of it is, which I'll always be thrilled at, is the caliber of men who went in the hall with me, plus the caliber of men that I met at the hall who have been enshrined for years, and the ones that have been enshrined since I have been. It's just fantastic. Great football players, great men, and it's a great opportunity for me to be involved with guys like that.
Pops, the timeless circumstance, time that you put in, the effort, the amount of sacrifice that you had in the silver and black, what does the Oakland Raiders mean to you?
Well, the Oakland Raiders, right now, as our schedule is going, coming down towards the end, and we haven't had a very good season this year. I get a lot of memories from 1962, when we went 19 straight losses. I don't want to even think about it, but I think about the players. I think about the coaches right now who are going through this, and it's a difficult time for players and coaches, let alone the fans and everyone else who support us. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. It was hard when we did it, but there's going to be something come up. There'll be something come up that the Raiders will do to change that. Back in 1962, we brought in Al Davis in January of 63, just a month and a half after that last game. And you saw where the Raiders went after that. The first year he was with us, we went 10-4, and you know, it was a great feeling that we won 10 games. And prior to that, we had lost 19 straight. So things can change. Things can be turned around, and with the right direction and getting the players fired up in the right direction, we're going to come back.
Now, Jim, one thing that I always taught me when I first came over to the Raiders is this is a family. This is a family atmosphere. You were like an uncle. I remember you watching the practices time and time again along with Al, and your tutelage and your guidance really helped me be the player that I was, so I recognize it as a family. Even though the times have changed, the players have changed, free agency has changed, a lot of changes going on. In your opinion, are the Raiders still a close family?
Well, I don't think we're as close a family as we were, but I don't think we can't do it. I mean, we can do it, and it's going to take an effort by everyone. You know, the fans naturally have to be there, and they're going to show us that they are a part of the Bar family. They're the Raider Nation, and they're going to stay that way. Our coaching staff, training staff, office staff, all players and everything like that will get this, and it's just a matter of how our coaches and different people in the community are going to handle us, and we're going to get that family atmosphere back.
Well, Jim, it's been a treat. Thank you so much. I love you, brother. You take care, and I'll see you around. Jim Otto, everyone.